Territorians will head to the polls today in an election that could see a change of government. While issues around the environment and the economy persist in the Northern Territory, voters tell SBS News, out of all issues, crime is their main focus.
Only one, actually, it's a crime. Everything else is fine except the crime.
They smashed the car, and my car was smashed once. I was just driving, passed by. I never done anything wrong. I never even see them. I don't know them. But why they just smashed the car?
There's so much crime in Darwin. Everywhere. It's not safe to live here anymore. That's why, maybe after this election, there might be changes.
Labour lost favour after a tumultuous second term delivered three chief ministers in as many years. Leader Eva Lawler has now muscled back votes with a tough-on-crime campaign, including snap curfews to curb crime in Alice Springs and more money for police. But experts aren't convinced it'll be enough, with adjunct professor Rolf Gerritsen of Charles Darwin University saying he expects the country Liberal Party and opposition leader Lia Finocchiaro to win a majority of the territory's 25 seats.
So we'll see big swings to CLP in areas where crime is high. That will impact seats like Karama, impact the Palmerston seats that Labor holds. The CLP will end up probably with about 13 seats, 13 or 14 seats, so that they'll pick up six or seven.